Hey everyone, welcome back to the Film Phone Podcast. I'm your host, founder, and executive producer at the Film Phone, Thomas Verity. I'm also an award-winning filmmaker, producer, and film festival judge. I started the Film Fund to give artists and filmmakers an easier, alternative way to get their film funded. Instead of working on an intensive screenplay, a crowdfunding campaign, or a grant application, you write one sentence pitching your film for a chance to receive up to $10,000 and other prizes to make it. Our most recent fall 2020 contest is now over, and we want to thank all the people who submitted and remind listeners the contests do happen regularly. So if you're listening at a later date, be sure to check the website at thefilmfund.co for the most up-to-date information. Today we have Matthew Greenberg, one of the Film Fund's earliest winners. Matthew received $5,000 to produce his short film Treehouse, which is an absolutely, I think it's hysterical. I call it an existential comedy. I'll let him talk a little bit more about that. And I'll let him explain what the film is about. But Matthew, thank you so much for coming. If you could provide a little background on how you got into filmmaking in the first place.
Yeah, it started back in like fifth grade, man. We used to do book reports and stuff, and I absolutely hated writing book reports. So I went up to the teacher and I said, can I pick up a movie camera? My parents had a movie camera. I love movies. I love making movies. And she was like, sure, that sounds cool. That's different. Like, go hang out with your friends. And we did one, and then when we like showed it to the class and everything, like everyone loved it. And I was like, this is kind of like a cool feeling. Sort of been chasing that dragon like ever since, you know?
Yeah. That's so funny. Tim Viola, the first winner, the one right before you, he said the same thing. I think it was book reports in school. He said he hated doing book reports and he'd rather pick up a camera, just like you said. Yeah, that's so funny. That's a trend I've been noticing. everything goes back to hating elementary school and doing book reports. So what, I guess your experience in the industry, how did you start out? Was it kind of just picking up that camera and making shorts? Was it more on the commercial side?
It was a little different. So through that I learned how to edit and I picked up Final Cut Pro and everything and I self-taught myself all that stuff. And then when it came time to go to college, I went and did all the college visits, all that stuff. And then I looked at my dad when we were on the plane ride home and I looked at him, I said, do you trust me? And he goes, what do you mean? I was like, I'm not going to college. He's like, what are you going to do? I was like, I'm going to go to move to Hollywood and I'm going to figure it out. I know I can do it. He was like, okay, I trust you. So I packed up my bag 2 weeks after graduating high school and I got an internship at the, it was called Sneak Preview Entertainment. They did 500 Days of Summer and all that. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I built an editing reel from just random jobs here and there. And then I turned that into a career editing. I'm actually cutting right now Undercover Billionaire Season 2, premieres today, so check it out. And that sort of turned into that. And then on the – so sort of like, yeah, directing and those things like were like more side work. Like that's what I want to end up doing, and that's what I'm working towards, but editing is what's paying the bills right now.
Got it. That is a crazy story, and I love that. I talk a lot about trusting the unknown, and that's such – a great representation of that, the plane ride, do you trust me? And I think that's great, just following your dreams and going in, doing it and making it happen. So
the only way you can I make know it you happen, right?
Exactly, yep, you just got to try it, otherwise you won't know. Talk to me about funding your projects. I know you said editing is how you're paying the bills, but you do want to pursue directing. I mean, it's difficult to fund short films. I mean, how did you... what was your path before you found the Film Fund in terms of trying to get projects off the ground?
Yeah. So, I mean, Treehouse was the first project I had actually gotten funded. So that was cool. And that's, yeah, I mean, I came across your contest on No Film School.
Okay.
And submitted. And, so from my perspective, it was relatively quick and easy. Mm-hmm.
And you submitted on the first version of the website that was pretty basic. We redid it since then. Shout out No Film School. We find a lot of our talking to previous winners and community members. They found us from No Film School. So another great community. Just want to thank them. It seems like we get a lot of traction from being listed by them. So that's great. I mean, Treehouse. So was this your first short film then that you had with a budget?
Yes, it was. I did a thesis film. I did go to like, I went to LA Film School, which was like a trade school. It was like 12 months or something, 13 months. Mm. And we shot a thesis film there. So I had a short film from that, but this was the first thing that I really like wrote, put together, did all that stuff and came out with.
That's incredibly impressive. I mean, it looks great. You can watch it at our website. What, speaking about the film Treehouse, Matthew received $5,000 for the production of Treehouse, and the winning sentence was, "A man struggles to understand why each attempt to build the perfect treehouse leaves him staring at an empty tree with no evidence of previous work. The funding will go to creating multiple treehouses." I talked about this, I think, maybe on a previous podcast or blog post or something. In your, so the way the film fund works, obviously, you know, Matthew, you shoot the film, you have to submit an expense report, and then we reimburse you with the funding once everything's done. And so I go through those funding reports line item by line item, and I found a book that was like, I forget the exact title of it, but it was essentially like How to Build Treehouses for Dummies. Yeah. So I just thought that was so cool that you went that extra mile to actually learn how to build treehouses, rather than like, you didn't give me an invoice for, like, you know, Joe the contractor or somebody to build the treehouses. You fucking, like,
Jake, you were close.
What made you buy that book?
I knew is I like to write things, or like I get ideas around like what I think someone I know is capable of, or what I think I have access to, or something like to that degree. And I had a buddy who liked woodworking. He built a bookcase. He built a chair. I was like, I think he could build a treehouse. I don't know. So I wrote this story, and I hit him up, and he was like, I'm down to figure this out. And he did. So I bought him that book, and we went to town. We sort of built the treehouse like in Lego pieces. Like we built it in his backyard. We would build it like, or I guess IKEA would be a better reference. And like we built the floor, we built the walls, and then we just had to drive a giant U-Haul out to set the next morning. So we spent like a month putting this thing together, and then we just put it up pretty quickly. But dude, when you want to talk about like scheduling and all that stuff and understanding how these things work, I had no idea how to account for building a treehouse and scheduling. We were so far over schedule.
Mm-hmm. So you built it the same day you were shooting?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. That's definitely ambitious. Yeah, I could see how
the way we had to shoot it, it's not like we only had 2 days at the house. Mm-hmm. And then part of the movie, the treehouse doesn't exist, but you still need the tree, right? So we couldn't put it up before we got there or anything like that.
Oh, I see. So. Yeah. That definitely makes sense, the logistics of that. How did you come up with the idea for the film?
It was Valentine's Day. I was watching Casablanca with my fiance. They like screened it at some movie theater in Santa Monica. And I don't know, I just had this like image in my head. It was random. It had nothing to do with the movie Casablanca. But I had this image in my head of this guy like walking across and like getting into a treehouse, and then it disappears and he ends up back where he started. And I was like, that's a cool visual to me. I don't know what it could be or what the story is. And then we started talking about it, and I was like, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me? Oh. I think the audio cut out for a second. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sorry about that. Seems like we lost Matthew for a minute there. If you wouldn't mind repeating just how you came up with the idea, you were watching Casablanca, something about the opening scene?
Yeah, no, not the opening scene. So it was unrelated to the movie Casablanca altogether.
Okay.
Right? I was just sitting there watching this movie, and I had this image in my head that like popped in of this guy walking across, getting into a treehouse, and then it like disappears, and he ends up back where he started. And I was like, that's a cool visual to me. I don't know what the movie is or what it could be, but then my fiance and I just started breaking it down and talking about it, and we came up with, like, you know, it sounds like someone who's struggling with like a creative control and like creative, like getting their creative idea into the world, and like he has a vision, but he like doesn't want to take that first step to building it and stuff like that. So that's where we started.
Very cool. So it didn't really have anything to do with Casablanca. It was just kind of
sitting in there.
Do you think there was anything like subconsciously that maybe influenced, like, where did that image come from? It just,
I've thought about that so much. I have no idea.
Yeah. So the ether of, Matthew Greenberg's brain, somebody walking into a treehouse. Oh, that's great. So we've talked a little bit about it and building treehouses and ordering the How to Build Treehouses book, but we haven't really said what the film's about. So if you, I mean, I did with the one sentence, but in detail, could you give us a little synopsis of the movie?
Yeah, so it's about this dad who promises his kids a treehouse, you know, and he's sort of like a creative guy, and he always wants to do stuff, and that's sort of like the argument that him and his wife have in the movie. he wants to build a deck for his house, or he wants to redo the kitchen. He sets out on these creative projects and never finishes them. But when he made the promise to his kids, you know, that's the one project that he has to see through, and he has to find it within himself to do so. And it is a little more like, it's kind of cerebral, like it's about like in his head and stuff like that. And I was trying to figure out how to bring that to life, because it is about like creativity. I think we've all faced those like struggles where we have an idea, especially with movie making and stuff. You have an idea for a movie, or you want to write a script, and you just beat it to death. You know what I mean? But it never sees the light of day. And you're always like a perfectionist, and it's, oh, it could be better. This, people aren't going to like it, whatever it is, the critics, stuff like that. That was kind of what I was trying to bring to life with it. Mm.
So, Omar, have you seen the movie? Oh my God, I can't think of what it's called. It's a Fellini film.
Eight and a half?
Eight and a half. Have you seen?
Yeah, I love that movie.
I think that's Fellini. But it's, you have seen it? It looks like the connection is a little bad again. Yeah, so yeah, it's kind of similar to that. I think we have you back now. This film director is trying to create this crazy set and just wondering if it'll come to fruition. Are you there, Matthew?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. I lost your video, but it should be okay. Okay. So seems a little bit similar to that, where he's trying to create something artistic and creative, and it's just really weighing on him, and trying to get it out into the world is such a hard thing to do, especially the reaction to it. What were some...
Plus, I mean, he had director's block and all that, and the studio's weighing on him, and all his money and everything, you know?
Yep.
Have you ever seen a movie where he goes blind?
I don't think I have, no.
Oh, he's a director, and he goes blind from stress of shooting a movie, and everyone thinks he's this artistic genius. He's pointing the camera, like, at a wall, because he's trying to pretend he's not pretending to know. And they're like,
oh, man, I need to check that out.
Like, blah, blah, blah. And it's hilarious, man. I love those types of things.
Yeah, that's so funny. So we talked about the inspiration for the film, which was really just, we don't know, just this mysterious image that came to you. Some lessons you learned on the film. Could you talk to me about that? Obviously, you said scheduling is a big one, even though that seems like it may have been kind of unavoidable given the nature of it.
I try to, anytime I do something, I try and stretch the budget as far as I can go and like really make it look like it was worth more than what I was given. I mean, we got a crane, we did all these different things, and like I learned a lot just about scheduling, about setup, about managing like actors and time and things like that, more than anything. I mean, setting the crane up took an extra 4 hours we didn't anticipate.
How did the crew respond to the long days? Were they pissed or?
No, and that's that comes down to leadership and you know, not being a dickhead on set and things like that. They were actually all on board, and when it was 3 a.m, you have to drive an hour home, and I was saying we got to be back by 7. They were all cool with it, you know. Mm-hmm. Everyone was
well.
There.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as a director or you know producer, staffing up your project, I think picking the key people, who you know are going to put in the work and maybe be okay with working long hours. That's such a big part of it. I mean, just getting those right people in place, you have to have a good, if there's one person on set who's kind of a stick in the mud and isn't down for creating something, and if something goes wrong, you know, that's going to affect the outcome of the entire project, the entire vibe on set. So that's a great lesson. Really choose your people wisely when you're crewing up and casting as well. Let's see here. Some of the most challenging aspects of the production and some of the most rewarding?
Well, building the treehouse was definitely challenging. And I mean, yeah, just scheduling around that, trying to figure out how to put it all together. It was a little difficult shooting something where like you have to shoot it around not having a tree and having a tree. And we would have shots where to pull that off, like the camera had to be in the same place at the same height and same everything so that we could shoot it twice. To get his reaction and all that stuff. That was challenging to get that exactly correct with a skeleton crew, you know, who was just trying to figure all that stuff out too. Mm-hmm. The most reward, I mean, it all comes back to that treehouse. The way we got the house, the set, was that we told them we'd build a treehouse that could stay in the tree because they had kids and all that. So the kids in the movie actually were the kids of the house. They live there, so that was there.
Oh,
so,
no way.
Yeah, so it was really rewarding that, like, their excitement was genuine, and, like, that's their treehouse, and they couldn't wait to run up that thing and go play in it and draw on it and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So that true excitement that shows on screen, that's real. That a moment that you captured of them being excited about a treehouse. So is that treehouse still there? Is that their treehouse that they can play in?
No, oh, wow, that's they great. They send me pictures, like, every year. They decorate it for, like, Christmas and stuff. They put trees on, lights on it and all that.
Oh, that's awesome. And they have that film to watch, and, it's a nice memento.
And all that.
Oh, that's so great. I love that. Tying film into the real world, for sure. So you can watch Treehouse on the Film Fund's website if you go to thefilmfund.co. Previous winners and click through to Matthew's film Treehouse. Matthew, now with the distribution of the project, where else can we watch it? I know it's on your Vimeo page.
Yeah, it's on my Vimeo. That's the other place you can watch it.
Mm. Did you, I can't remember, it was a few years ago, did you explore a festival route at all, or did you want it to be primarily digital online?
I tried all the big ones. I went to Sundance, I went to Toronto, I did some other ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is so tough getting into those big festivals. But with, emerging technologies and online digital distribution, we have Vimeo, we have YouTube, we have thefilmfund.co, which is an amazing website. You can check out thefilmfund.co/auteurs too, even if you didn't fund a film with the Film Fund, and you have a film that you want to get out there and get some eyeballs on, you can submit it to us. We'll share it for free because it is so difficult getting films out there. But you can see Matthew's film right on our homepage, actually, if you click and scroll down. Treehouse is one of those main films that we feature. So what is some advice that you could offer filmmakers, whether they're just starting out or could be a production tip, story tip?
Lose the critic in your head. Just trust that you got it. It's better to just make something and get it out there and then worry about if it's good or not, and then figure out your lessons and go from there, and then go make another one and another one. Once you get the momentum behind you, it's a lot easier to keep going,
Yeah, that's great advice. I mean, and that kind of goes back to what Treehouse is really about too. You said the part of the inspiration or the theme of it was creating something when all this pressure is weighing on you, and he had the pressure of his family and his kids wanting to see this treehouse, and it kept preventing him from doing it, and it was a mental block. So I guess you could compare that to creating a film and being critical of yourself, and I guess it comes down to just doing it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that was self-imposed pressure, but it was still, I mean, that's, to me, is about like keeping your word. If you say you're going to do something, do it, right?
Absolutely. What do you have in store for the future? I know you said you're editing, pretty much full time. How has that been with COVID?
It's been pretty good. I'm editing remotely right now. So I'm actually in Arizona.
Okay.
The house I grew up in. So that's kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Which has been nice. Like during all this, I wasn't stuck in my apartment editing. I was like able to go see family and kind of relocate, which has been great. During all that, even I started a social media agency.
Oh, so very cool.
Brand companies and things like that, take over their social media, their websites, do all that kind of stuff, and then I shoot the videos. So I sort of took like what I was good at and pivoted it into a business during quarantine, so I can make a little money.
I love that. Hustling, filmmaking. We talked on the last episode about how filmmaking and entrepreneurship really go hand in hand and are the same thing. So it doesn't surprise me at all that you're taking your skills and scrappiness of putting together an indie film and pivoting that into starting a social media agency, especially during quarantine. I mean, that's crazy. I quit my day job to do the Film Fund full time right at the beginning of quarantine. I didn't know there was going to be a quarantine. It happened about a week after I quit and left. But I mean, when you say you did the video and you took what you were good at and spun it into something, that just shows me how important it is to identify your strengths, whether it's film, entrepreneurship, whatever, and just really pursue what you're good at and nail that down. I think that's super, super important. Do you have any more film plans in store for the future, or are you pretty much focused on the social media agency?
Yeah,
and the corporate side of things.
Focused on that right now and editing, but I do. I mean, I want to shoot movies all the time, you know. Mm. So I'm just trying to find the right scripts and things, or write something. If another idea pops in my head, I'm gonna jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Very cool. Yeah. Matthew, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on the podcast. Again, you can watch Treehouse on our website as well as Matthew's Vimeo page. You can go to thefilmfund.co, go to previous winners, and you'll see the film right there. I want to thank all the listeners for tuning into the podcast. Remind everyone that the most recent contest's finalists will be announced soon, so you can receive up to $10,000 for your film, your narrative film, your documentary film, your music video. You can receive prizes like Adobe Creative Cloud subscriptions, Kitsplit gift cards, sponsored prizes from production house called Maestro Filmworks. They're doing a color grading prize. Expressway Cinema Rentals is doing a weekend kit with Blackmagic Ursa. Tons of great stuff. So be sure to stay tuned for the next contest and check the website regularly for the most up-to-date information. Remember to also check out our blog. It's filled with great filmmaking and producing tips. Sign up for our newsletter. Follow us on social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn to stay up to date on what's happening with the Film Fund. And who knows, maybe you'll get something like $5,000, $6,000, just like Matthew Greenberg did to produce his short film, Treehouse. I want to thank you again for listening, and tune in every Friday for new episodes. Matthew, do you have anything else you want to add?
Hey, man, thanks for putting this together. Thanks for having me. It's a great contest. And one thing I will add is, you know, I do get a lot of messages from people because it's an internet thing, and they go, is it for real, or how's it work, or all that stuff. And I just want to say it is for real. Send in your ideas, and hopefully you win.
That's awesome. We're all about the community, so I appreciate you giving those good testimonials out when you do receive those messages, for sure. Thank you again, everybody, and be sure to tune in every Friday. See everyone later. Thanks, Matthew.
Thanks.